Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. Before we get started with our episode, we want to tell you about our podcast and newsletter sponsor, Highbrow Drivel. Highbrow Drivel is a podcast that features hilarious conversations with serious experts. Every week, stand-up comedian Anthony Janeau invites one of his comedy friends to help him interview a new scientist, politician, or academic about their field of expertise. What are some of these conversations about, you might ask? Well, some include hard-hitting questions like why billionaires shouldn't exist, what you don't know about dinosaurs, and what is the science of love? Cool, right? Tune in to Highbrow Drivel to find out more. You can find the Highbrow Drivel podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And at highbrowdrivel.com, that's highbrow, D-R-I-V-E-L.com. Welcome to the show, Ear Buddies. Thanks for tuning in once again. Very much appreciate you being here. Here is the quick agenda for today's episode. First, we are bringing you a conversation between me and Liz Muller, and you're going to hear a little bit about Liz Muller in just a moment. Then we're going to dive into this week's podcast recommendations curated by Ari Saperstein, who is a friend of mine from Los Angeles, also an amazing podcast producer who has put together a very timely list for us about the Olympics. Then we're going to tell you about our podcast spotlight for the week, and that'll do it. That'll wrap us up. So let's do it. I'm very excited to bring you today's interview, and today I'm talking to Liz Muller. I'm going to read Liz's bio because she's done so much and I want to make sure to honor all of that. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about her in my own words. Liz Muller is a lyricist, a director, and a performer. She's the founder and director of Pipe Dream Theater. She and her partner C.E. Simon have written 9 musicals, over 150 original songs, and they're currently working on multiple digital and theatrical projects. She's acclaimed for her imaginative directing, and Liz has created epic theatrical productions at colleges, community theaters, and off-Broadway stages in New York City. For almost a decade, she served as the music director on over 20 shows for cruise lines and theme parks. Her vocal arrangements have been used for web series, private events, cruise lines, theme parks, and more. Alongside being a creative marvel, Liz has been praised for her powerhouse of a voice. And she has starred in award-winning Pray for Rain films and loves to do voiceover work. Recently, Liz and her creative partner, C.E. Simon, got into the audio space, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Liz and I jumped onto the Squadcast session to record our interview, and we did that kind of typical small talk that you do. Where are you from? Where do you live now? Turns out we grew up less than a mile from each other, and I went to the elementary school that she lived right next door to. So it's always fun to have those small world moments. So I'm really excited for you to hear our conversation because in addition to Liz just being awesome and being an incredible creative, we don't often feature podcasts and podcasters on this show who are in the audio drama space and in the scripted fiction and scripted comedy space. So Liz brings a new perspective to that and has opened my eyes up to another form of content that I may be interested in and I'm happy to introduce you to as well. So let's get into my conversation with Liz Muller. Liz, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Very excited that you're here and also very excited. We found out that we grew up less than a mile from each other.
Yeah. What are the small world chances of that? Like, I can't even, like, you just meet someone virtually by chance and then happen to, like, grow up on the same street. What the hell?
And you happen to be doing some really cool stuff in the audio space, but you came from the theater space. Is that right?
That is entirely correct. I think I'm going to stay in both spaces
from
now on. Yeah, I like them both quite a bit. But my background is in theater. I am a director, a music director, a lyricist, a coach. I've been a performer. I do voiceover work. Anything make people laugh and feel something, I'm all about it.
That's awesome. Your latest project, Afterword Volume 1, for folks who might not have heard it, can you tell us about it?
I can. It is a trilogy of short plays and musicals. They're all original plays and musicals. Some of them are based on traditional stories. Like one of them is Hansel and Gretel, but it's a super grown-up take on what Hansel and Gretel is. Like, don't let the kiddos listen to it. And the other two are completely original. One is called Mouse and Cat, and the other is The Mother and Her Wish. And the idea was to explore different ways of storytelling through what essentially were like old radio plays, but now we are also using musical devices as like full-blown musicals, casts of 40 plus to put on these fully immersive 3D sound musical experiences.
Yeah, I was just listening to the Hansel and Gretel one, and it really felt like I turned on a CD from a musical that I just attended. It was really nice. So you wrote the songs for that too?
Yeah, indeed. So me and my partner, C.E. Simon, he is the composer and book writer. We're responsible for all of the content. So he writes the book, he writes the music, I write the lyrics, and then we get all of our super talented friends together and they record everything remotely, completely on their own. We get it all back from them and, you know, smash it together, hoping to make something kind of awesome.
It's unbelievably impressive. It's so many moving parts, I can only imagine, because it's these really in-depth conversations between Hansel and Gretel's parents. And I can't imagine that being done remotely. How do you record?
Okay, so it really does vary. The parents, who are, their names are David Barrett and Helen Petrovna, they're a couple. They live together. So that was a fortunate, wonderful thing for us. But everybody else is on their own. So they will record their lines. We ask them for 3 to 5 takes of totally different interpretations of lines. And then we pick and choose what we like for what story we want to tell. In terms of the kids, because there are 2 children in the musical, they are the stars. And holy shit, are they stars, man. They are hilarious. But that's a lot of like call and response. So I'll zoom in with them and I'll do call and response sessions with them and take their best takes to compile it all together.
I have this podcast, which has about 3 sections to it. And each week I'm like, how am I going to get it all together? I can't even imagine what that's like. But the hard work shows. And I would love to know from you, is this your first project in the audio space?
No, actually, last year, the end of 2020, CE and I decided we've written quite a few musicals. We've got about 10 musicals under our belt right now. And we did one for the holidays. It's called 3 Ghosts. It's based on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. We'd never done a podcast before, but we are both familiar with sound design and things like that. Literally, the story goes, we were eating like spaghetti one night and he said, I really want to do a musical podcast. Like, all our friends are home. It's unfortunate. No one's working. Let's get some people together. And I said, we have to do 3 Ghosts. People will lose their minds. So between September of 2020 and December of 2020, we gave 3 Ghosts a massive facelift because it was originally written in 2007. Gave her a massive facelift, cast the entire show globally, and just set out to do this project of a full 2-hour musical, 3D sound, cast of 50. Let's go. And we did it, and it was great. We learned a lot. We failed a lot because you got to fail if you don't know what you're doing. Like, the second it was done, the cast is like, when are we doing the next one? Let's do another one. And we were like, give us a second. We got to write some more stuff. So now it's our plan to just keep writing these musical podcasts, creating these 3D soundscapes that you can like really sit in a world in your own time and space. And I don't know, hopefully keep making some audio magic.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There is, on the description of the podcast of each episode, it says, we recommend that you listen to this podcast using headphones. Can you tell me a bit about that decision?
So the binaural sound, 3D sound, is different than stereo sound. The podcast itself will sound really fun on speakers, any kind of your phone, your car, you've got 7.1 speakers will probably sound awesome on those. But what the headphones do is they actually immerse you. So instead of just hearing stuff panning left and right that you would normally with 2 speakers and a subwoofer or something like that, because you're in headphones, we can hear people walking around the room, chairs moving, matches lighting. You can hear carriage and buggies going by. You can hear everything and you feel like you're in it. It's more of a 360 soundscape as opposed to a panning left and right soundscape. So it feels more alive.
It does. It does. I was listening with my headphones and I think I heard somebody who was supposed to be in the background. Uh-huh. And I could hear that there was somebody in the foreground and somebody in the background. And that's an amazing feat to accomplish on audio. It really does bring the story full circle rather than just being something. Yeah, it makes you imagine something more than just what you're hearing.
I think what's cool is that this is like the next wave of what we're going to be hearing in terms of sound. Like, I know Apple's releasing like thousands of songs with this idea of 360 yes. sound. I mean, it's not easy, kids. Like, it is hard to do. It's so much more work. Anything that's worth it is always going to be more work. But I think in the end, it really enhances the experience.
Yeah. What's the reception been so far?
We're so lucky to have such an incredible fan base. I mean, like, without them, I don't even know. Like, they love it and they're ready for the next one. Like, let's go. And I think anytime someone new listens to it, it's sort of the reaction that you just gave me, which is like, it feels so good. It's so humbling to just know people like it, even a little bit, you know, when you do something, but people like it. And it's unexpected, too, because Collins, C.E. Simon's style of writing is very sort of epic musical theater. It's a little more cinematic. It doesn't sound like Dear Evan Hansen. It doesn't sound like contemporary theater. It's really huge. So where you might be used to hearing more contemporary musicals, this is a little bit more classic sounding and a little more cinematic. So we get a really great response from that, too. And our performers love singing the stuff, which I feel very fortunate about.
So I'd love to shift a bit. What got you into audio in the first place? Were you a big podcast listener before you decided to make your own stuff?
I actually was not. And now I am like hunting things down all the time. This was all C.E. Simon's idea. He's been saying for years, Liz, I want to do a musical podcast. He loves the idea of those old radio shows, you know, people doing Foley work and making thunder in the background and that kind of stuff. And because I primarily work on cruise ships, I direct and develop shows for cruise lines, things like that. I'm never home. So it was sort of impossible to make time for it. And we had a lot of time and it was a great moment to go, yeah, let's dive into this. And now I find myself searching for musical podcasts and seeing what other musicians and composers are up to and, you know, looking for radio plays and what's going on in the genre and things like that. So I think you're going to hear a lot of it. And I think a lot of people created a lot of it this year.
I think that's right. So what have you listened to that you've enjoyed?
A really dear friend of mine, Leah, recommended a podcast called In Strange Woods, and it was super cool. Very like sort of folk musical, but takes you on this really neat journey. There's a super famous one called 36 Questions. I think they've been around a while. I want to say like maybe 5 or 6 years, but don't quote me on that. And those were some of my jumping off points when I started getting into it and not just going, I'm just going to listen to my own stuff. No, I love hearing what other people are doing and what they're up to. So I recommend go listen, guys.
Love it. Do you see your involvement with audio drama and scripted shows like this evolving into stage plays, or are you going to keep them?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I hope so. It's funny. It's like chicken before the egg before the chicken before the egg, you know? Like, so Three Ghosts was a stage play originally, and it had been done like, I don't know, I think 6 or 7 times throughout its life, and then it became a podcast. And now I would love it to go and be a stage play again or something else. It could use other kinds. It could become a movie. It can be an animated film. Like, there's so many possibilities for that. Whereas Afterwards started as a podcast, and I'm already like, tick, 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 tick. How do I put this on stage? How do I make this something else? Because I think that's kind of the beauty, is just keep evolving and creating and recreating and rethinking. Short answer, most definitely, yes, please call me. Let's do it.
I love that. I have to ask you about the cruise ship industry. Are you going back? Do you have plans? What's the deal?
I do hope to be going back. Everything is slowly reopening, which is fantastic. I have a lot of friends that are already back in rehearsal. There's a lot of new rules, a lot of new protocols, but it looks really promising. So, I mean, that's wonderful because it's hundreds of thousands of people just in the cruise industry not working. Yeah. It'll be great to see them back at work and, you know, sailing the seas. So, yes, I hope to. And it is already happening. There's some people out there doing it and doing it safely. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. Any advice for people who want to create some sort of immersive audio experience like this?
Okay. Always the advice is just do it. Start doing it. It's scary as hell because especially if you're new, it's your first time doing anything. It's always going to be scary and you're always going to fail. And that's okay. I would say listen to everything. Read everything you can. Watch everything you can. Learn as much as you can and keep evolving yourself. Like steal from the best, change it, make it yours. But learn and do. Ask advice. It's not something you can nothing is something you can just do, right? Like at your first, anything is always going to be a bit of a mess. But the more you do it, the better you get at it. I would say a partner in crime is always good. Like CE and I, we split everything. We split all the editing. We split all of the choices. Like it would be great. There would be no way we could do it just one of us on our own. So partners in crime or a whole team of people because editing 50 voices, that's a lot. That's a lot. I don't really have any more words. It's a lot.
It's just a lot.
But 100% worth it. So yeah, I mean, all of podcast friends, just do it. It's worth it.
Awesome. Well, Liz, thank you so much for joining me today and best of luck with everything. I can't wait to see your podcast on stage one day.
Oh, thank you so much. This was awesome. You guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you to Liz Muller for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by squadcast.fm. Next up, we're going to talk about this week's earbuds recommendations. Our curator this week is Ari Saperstein. Ari chose the theme Olympics and sports stories. Why did he choose it? He says, despite not being a big sports fan, I am a huge Olympics fan, especially the Summer Games. Every 4 years, I drop everything and become obsessed with all the events, from synchronized diving to the high jump to skateboarding. With the Tokyo Olympics about to start, here are 5 must-listen-to podcasts to scratch that sports itch that you'll surely be feeling once the Summer Games begin next week. Here are this week's earbuds picks from Ari. The first episode is from the podcast The Blind Landing, and Ari recommends episode 1. Here is the description. Ari says, I've spent the past 2 years making a podcast miniseries called Blind Landing, the untold true story about one of the biggest mistakes in Olympic history. The 5-episode miniseries details the ripple effect of how just 2 inches came to derail the 2000 women's gymnastics all-around final and led to injured gymnasts and hotly contested results. The show features never-before-told stories and original interviews with Olympians, as well as with the Olympic officials, coaches, and other experts. The next episode is called The Trials of Dan and Dave and comes from the podcast 30 for 30 from ESPN. Here's what our curator says about this show. ESPN's brilliant show, 30 for 30, is so good that even people who don't follow sports will be totally sold on this series. The first episode of the podcast, The Trials of Dan and Dave, still holds up as one of their best ever. It tells the interweaving stories of 2 star decathletes and how the gigantic media campaign around them came crumbling down in the lead up to the 1992 Olympics. Next up, the podcast is called The Narrative, and the episode is called Knuckle Up. Here's what it's about. This episode of Sports Illustrated's podcast does a deep dive into the art of bare-knuckle boxing, which may not sound like the kind of thing you'd associate the word art with, but the history and journey of this sport is utterly fascinating, as you'll hear in this episode. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Fresh Air, and the episode is called How Taking a Stand for Justice Can Threaten the Careers of Black Athletes. Our curator writes, journalist Howard Bryant discusses the history of social protest among African-American athletes, unpacking the perceptions we have of certain athletes and how they differ from reality. The last recommendation of this week's theme, Olympics and Sports Stories, comes from the podcast This American Life, and the episode is called Something Only I Can See. Here's a description. In this episode, David Epstein tells the story of how Jill Viles, who has muscular dystrophy and can't walk, believed that she had the same condition as one of the best hurdlers in the world, Priscilla Lopez Schlieff, and how she was determined to prove it. Thank you so much to our curator, Ari, for bringing these episodes to Earbuds Podcast Collective. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these podcast recommendations and much more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also have a spotlit podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that we want to bring you content that differs from the above recommendations, just in case you have no interest in that week's theme. We've still got some audio content for you to check out. And this is an opportunity for you podcasters. If you want to have your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So this week, we're spotlighting the podcast Radio Ambulante. Here's what it's all about. Radio Ambulante is a Spanish language podcast that tells uniquely Latin American narrative stories about Latin America. This podcast is a great way to learn more about the daily lives and interesting events that go on inside Latin America. You can find and listen to Radio Ambulante at radioambulante.org, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes of this episode. That's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more from Earbuds Podcast Collective. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kliansky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.